Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Automated Entrepreneur Podcast, where we seek to bring out the entrepreneur in you and help you create a lifestyle by design. Today, getting a job is for losers. Hate your job? Don't worry about it. You're probably better off without one. If you're working paycheck to paycheck, your career is probably doomed. Here's why. Sometimes your job doesn't turn out to be what you thought it was. My original dream job was to be a manager. And when I was 34, I was given that opportunity. I was hired by a well-known corporation in Toronto to turn around troubled retail locations. But it became a nightmare position. Certain store managers resented outside help and resisted necessary changes. Other locations suffered from inept staff. They were usually transitory in nature and therefore didn't have any buy-in to their job. On other occasions, the staff underperformed because management hadn't trained them according to company protocols. The software system used by head office wasn't synced to all locations, so communications were hampered, which directly affected inventory levels. The stress was unbearable. The pay I received to endure these shenanigans was laughable. At one point, I worked to turn around a certain downtown flagship, which meant that I had to park my car in a certain location. The daily parking fee was $120. My total outlay at the end of the month, just over $2,000 for parking. The company refused to cover this expense. And that's when I realized I was working for the wrong people. Sometimes the world changes around you. Since then, of course, retail has been decimated by the revolution. The company I worked for filed for bankruptcy and subsequently closed all 2,100 locations. It was an emerging technology, but not a part of people's everyday lives. So I could not have predicted, planned, or prepared for where my career would take me because the industry experienced a massive paradigm shift. Similarly, there are other jobs that won't exist 5 years from now. Taxi dispatcher, toll booth operator, travel agent, telemarketer, and yes, probably, real estate agents. The jobs of video store clerk, door-to-door salesperson, and photo developer are already gone. And that's why having a specific goal, one dream job, is a losing proposition. If your goal is to get that one coveted position at your target company, you limit yourself to only one possible successful outcome. You either get the job you want, or you don't. Since other people almost certainly want that job too, you will have entered a game that will inevitably have more losers than winners. Even more critically, you could have blinders on to emerging industries, new opportunities. Say you lived in 1900 and your goal was to become the best blacksmith in your hometown. You worked hard, you built up your shop, and eventually you achieved your dream job. You were the town's best blacksmith. However, the joy of accomplishing that would be short-lived. Soon, your customers would stop using horses for their daily lives as more and more of them bought cars. Even as the top performer in your profession, your career was doomed, though through no fault of your own. Rather than focusing on a specific goal, have a system for continually improving your marketable skills. Learn at every job you take to expand your professional network and work hard at delivering measurable results. Be sure to keep track of your progress. Those accomplishments will lead to new opportunities. Adopt the latest tools, trends, and technologies of your time. This opens up a much larger world of new opportunities and keeps you from becoming disillusioned or outdated and puts you into a game that's far more likely to see you win long term. By remaining comfortable, gifting all the control to your boss, that is, your work hours, your salary, your conditions, your responsibilities, your co-workers, your suppliers, your clients, and your daily tasks. You definitely limit the life you can create. Stop building your boss's dreams and start building your own. You can work for years in vain attempt to please your employer and hope to dodge biases, layoffs, or shutdowns. Or you could make this year a different year. You could become an entrepreneur and take back control. It's the only way you can have your cake and eat it too. Let us show you how. visit us at join.entrepreneursjourney.ca. And we'll see you at the top.